Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something that I think kind of affects all of us in different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Fear.
Definitely part of being human, right?
It is. So the question is, how can we maybe find a way to not be so afraid?
Right. Or at least maybe work with that fear.
Yeah. Yeah. To find some peace and courage when we're feeling afraid.
Absolutely.
And so for this deep dive, we're looking at something that I think is really, really fascinating. And that is a compilation of all the different things that Jesus says in the Bible about fear.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so even if you're not somebody who's super familiar with the Bible, I think a lot of these teachings are surprisingly relatable no matter what your background is.
Right. You don't have to be a believer or anything like that to kind of get something out of these words.
Exactly. Oh. So one of the first things that I wanted to talk about was this idea of fear when it comes to like our basic needs, like, you know, things like food and clothing and shelter.
Yeah, the essentials.
The essentials, yeah. There's this passage in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, where Jesus says, basically, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear. And he even says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I mean, wow, that's kind of a powerful statement.
It is, and it's so applicable today because I think we all worry so much about, you know, what's going to happen down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might not be worried about, like, you know, finding food to eat necessarily.
Right.
But we worry about our finances, our job security, can we pay our bills, you know, all that stuff.
Aren't the modern day version of that?
Exactly. And I think it can be really all consuming sometimes,
yeah,
you know, to think about those things constantly. And what I think is fascinating is that Jesus isn't saying we should ignore those responsibilities or just be reckless.
Yeah.
But instead, I think he's encouraging us to maybe shift our focus away from like all the anxious striving and toward trusting that we'll be taken care of, even if we don't necessarily know how that's going to play out.
Trusting in a higher power.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. I like that. And, you know, there are all these verses about sparrows that I keep coming back to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jesus talks about how God cares for these teeny tiny little birds. And in Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, he says, don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. I don't know. There's something really comforting about that for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like if God is looking after sparrows, surely we're important enough to be taken care of as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that feeling of being cared for, you know, it leads us to this other really important idea, and that is the difference between fearing people and fearing God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of verses that talk about this, like Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and Luke 12, 4 through 7.
Okay.
Now, I know the concept of hell can be kind of a lot.
Yeah.
But if we think about it in terms of, you know, who holds the real power, it starts to make sense. The point being that earthly consequences, even death, you know, aren't the end of the story.
They're not the be all end all.
Right. But our relationship with the divine, you know, our spiritual well-being, that's what has a lasting impact. So, you know, who are we ultimately going to put our trust in and who are we ultimately going to fear?
Right. It's almost like a shift in perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of being so focused on what's happening here and now.
Right.
And what people think of us and what, you know, kind of all the earthly worries that we have.
Right.
It's about that bigger picture.
Yeah. And I think it's really freeing when we can tap into that.
Yeah. And you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of those stories where Jesus calms the storm.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a couple of those in the Bible. In Matthew 14, 27 and in John 6, 20. And in those stories, the disciples are out in a boat and there's this massive storm and they're terrified.
Yeah.
And then Jesus kind of shows up and says, it is, I don't be afraid.
Wow.
And boom, there's peace.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Just his presence changes everything.
You know, I think that's such a powerful image.
Yeah.
And what I think is really fascinating is that this idea of Jesus calming the storm, it's not just about a literal storm at sea, you know, it's a metaphor for all those different storms that we face in our own lives.
Absolutely.
You know, think about it. It could be a health crisis, a relationship falling apart, you know, losing a job or feeling completely lost and unsure about the future.
Yeah, like the uncertainty of life.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and so imagine in those moments hearing those words, it is, I don't be afraid.
Powerful.
Yeah. It's not about pretending the problem doesn't exist. It's about finding that strength and courage in something bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that can help us find that peace, even when everything feels really chaotic.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. So this is where it gets really interesting for me. In Mark 4, 40 and 536, there's this direct link between fear and a lack of faith.
Yeah.
Like Jesus asks, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
Mm-hmm.
And in another instance, he tells someone who's terrified, don't be afraid, just believe.
Wow.
And I have to admit, at first glance, it almost feels like oversimplifying things.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just have faith and poof, your fear disappears. Is it really that simple?
That's a great question. And you know, it's true that faith isn't a magic button that instantly erases all of our fears.
Right.
But I think what Jesus is pointing to here is a fundamental shift in mindset.
Okay.
You know, so instead of focusing on what we lack, what we're afraid of losing, you know, what might go wrong, we make this choice to focus on what we do have,
okay.
You know, that divine support, that inner strength we were just talking about, and the resilience that we might not even realize we have.
I like that. So it's about choosing to see things differently,
mm-hmm.
choosing to focus on the positive.
Exactly. And, you know, there are a few other verses I wanted to bring into the conversation here that really kind of tie all of these ideas together.
Okay.
In John 14:27, Jesus says, peace, I leave with you my peace. I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And then there's this really incredible passage in Revelation 1:17-18, where John, who's writing the book of Revelation, he sees Jesus in a vision and he's, you know, understandably terrified.
Right.
But Jesus tells him, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead. And now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
Wow.
And that right there is facing the ultimate fear, isn't it? The fear of death itself.
Yeah.
So if even death is overcome, what does that tell us about how powerful faith can be when we face our everyday fears?
It makes you think.
It really does. And you know what strikes me is that these verses offer us this glimpse into a kind of peace that goes beyond the worries of this world.
Yeah.
You know, it's a peace that comes from connecting to something bigger than ourselves, something eternal, something unchanging.
I love that. It's amazing how much wisdom and insight can be packed into these really short verses.
It really is.
And how relevant they still feel even after all this time.
You know, it's amazing. And what I think makes these teachings so powerful is that they speak to this deep desire that's within us, this longing for peace and a way to overcome fear. And as you were talking about all these different verses, it struck me that if fear is this universal human experience that we all share, then maybe the antidote to fear is also universal.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been looking at these teachings from a Christian perspective, but that core message, it seems to resonate beyond any one religion.
Okay.
You know, it's about finding something greater than ourselves to put our faith in something that gives us strength and courage when things get tough.
Right.
Maybe it's connecting with nature or believing in the goodness of humanity or some kind of spiritual practice. It could be a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily about, you know, subscribing to one specific set of beliefs.
Right.
It's about cultivating that sense of trust.
Exactly.
A belief in something beyond ourselves.
Yeah.
No matter what form that takes.
That's it. That's it. And so I wanted to leave you with this thought as we kind of wrap up this first part of our deep dive. If fear is often rooted in that uncertainty, in the unknown, what if deepening our faith, whatever that looks like for you, is the key to finding more peace and more courage?
That's a really beautiful and empowering idea. I like that a lot.
Yeah, and I think it's something worth exploring, you know?
Absolutely.
What does that look like in your own life?
For sure. We were talking about how deepening our faith could be the key to finding more peace and courage when we're struggling with fear.
Right.
But, you know, I think we also need to be honest about the fact that faith isn't always easy.
Oh, for sure.
You know, there are times when it feels shaky or uncertain, and, you know, there might even be times when it feels impossible to have faith at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's in those moments when we're facing real challenges, you know, those storms that we talked about earlier,
yeah.
that faith is really put to the test.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do we hold on to it when it feels like, you know, we're drowning in fear and doubt? What can we actually do?
Well, one thing that really stands out to me in these verses is this idea of focusing on the present moment. Remember that part in Matthew chapter 6 where Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Yeah.
I think there's so much wisdom in that.
Yeah, it's so easy to get caught up in all the what ifs.
Right.
And, you know, worrying about the future and dwelling on the past.
Exactly. And when we do that, it just makes our fears bigger, you know, and it makes it harder to just be present.
Yeah. Our minds can really spin out of control, you know.
Absolutely.
Creating all these worst case scenarios that might not even happen.
Right. So one really practical step we can take is to practice mindfulness.
Okay.
To gently, you know, bring our attention back to the present moment over and over again.
Okay. So what does that look like?
Well, it could be as simple as, you know, noticing your breath, feeling your feet on the ground. You know, paying attention to the sights and sounds around you, just these little things that can help to ground us in the here and now and kind of quiet all those racing thoughts that often fuel our fears.
Like hitting the pause button.
Yeah.
And all that mental chatter.
Exactly.
And just creating some space for a little bit of peace and clarity.
That's it.
Yeah. I like that. And you know what goes along with that, I think, is gratitude.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, remember those verses about the sparrows?
Yeah.
That's like this reminder to, you know, notice all the good things in our lives, even the small ones.
Right. And when we shift our focus to what we're grateful for, it changes our whole perspective.
Mm.
You know, we move away from that sense of lack and scarcity and towards a sense of abundance. And that can really help to diminish fear.
Okay. So instead of dwelling on what we don't have or what we're afraid of losing.
Right.
We make a conscious effort to notice and appreciate all the good things.
Exactly. It could be something as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee or noticing a beautiful sunset or, you know, receiving a kind word from a friend.
About those little moments.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm starting to get this.
Yeah.
So we've got mindfulness, we've got gratitude. What are some other practical tools that we can take from these teachings?
Well, prayer is another one.
Okay.
I know that prayer means different things to different people, but at its core, it's about connecting to something bigger than ourselves. This is something that can give us that strength and guidance that we need.
So it's not necessarily about saying a specific set of words or following some kind of formula.
It's about that connection.
Yeah.
You know, and asking for support, however that feels right to you.
Right.
It could be a quiet conversation in your head. It could be a heartfelt plea for help. It could just be a moment of stillness and reflection.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to come to prayer with an open heart.
Yeah.
A willingness to let go of those fears and worries and to trust that something bigger than us can handle it.
It's acknowledging that we don't have to have all the answers.
Right.
And it's okay to ask for help.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, even if we don't get a clear answer right away or we don't see a sudden change in our circumstances, just the act of prayer can be incredibly calming and reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds us that we're not alone in those struggles.
Yeah.
And that there's this source of love and strength that's always there for us.
Okay, so we've covered mindfulness, gratitude, prayer. What else can we do to build up our faith and overcome those feelings of fear?
You know, something else that's really important is to surround ourselves with supportive people.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those stories about Jesus calming the storm?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't alone in that boat.
Right.
He had his disciples with him.
Yeah, he had his people.
Exactly. And just like Jesus, we don't have to face our fears by ourselves.
Okay, so what does that look like practically?
Well, it could be reaching out to friends or family members,
mm-hmm.
maybe a therapist or a support group. Just being honest about our struggles with people who can offer encouragement and understanding.
It's about allowing ourselves to be vulnerable.
Yeah. And, you know, when we isolate ourselves, it's so easy for those fears to take root and grow.
Right.
But when we share our burdens with others, it lightens the load and it helps us to remember that we're not alone.
It's like that saying, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Exactly. And speaking of sharing problems, sometimes fear can be a sign that we need to make a change.
Oh, interesting.
You know, it might be telling us that we're in a situation that's no longer serving us or that we're holding on to something that's just causing us more pain than good.
Hmm. So instead of trying to ignore those feelings of fear or suppress them,
we can actually use them as a guide.
Okay.
You know, as a compass pointing us in a new direction.
So fear can actually be a good thing.
It can be. Yeah. You know, it can be a powerful motivator for growth and transformation. It might push us to step outside of our comfort zone or set some healthy boundaries or finally go after those dreams that we've been putting off.
I like that reframing.
Yeah.
It's like fear isn't something to be ashamed of or avoided.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a valuable piece of information
that
can help us to, you know, live more authentically.
Absolutely.
And create a more fulfilling life.
And, you know, that brings us right back to that core message that we've been exploring.
Mm.
Faith isn't about living a life without fear.
Right.
It's about having the courage and the hope to face those fears head on, knowing that we're not alone
mm-hmm.
and that there's always a source of strength and guidance available to us.
It's about finding that peace and courage, even in the midst of the storm.
Exactly.
I think that's a beautiful place to pause for now.
Mm.
We've covered so much ground, but there's still more to uncover.
Yeah.
We'll be back with part three to wrap up this deep dive and talk about how all of these teachings can help us to live more courageously and find more fulfillment in our lives.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
And we're back for part three of our deep dive into conquering fear with faith.
It's been such a rich and insightful conversation.
It really has. And, you know, as we've been talking, something that has really struck me is how interconnected all these different aspects of faith are.
Yeah.
We've talked about mindfulness and gratitude and prayer and community and even embracing fear as a catalyst for growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they all kind of weave together, you know.
They do.
Supporting and strengthening each other.
Absolutely. It's not about picking and choosing, you know, just one or two practices that resonate with us.
Right.
It's about embracing a more holistic approach to faith, you know,
yeah.
A way of life that integrates these principles into every part of who we are.
I love that. It's like building a foundation.
Yeah.
A faith that can support us through all the ups and downs of life.
Exactly. And, you know, that brings me to one last point I wanted to share.
Okay.
We've talked about how fear can stem from, you know, this sense of lack. A belief that we're not enough or that we don't have what it takes.
Right.
But what if the antidote to that fear is simply remembering who we truly are?
What do you mean by that?
Well, remember those verses about the sparrows.
Yeah.
Jesus reminds us that we're even more valuable than sparrows, you know?
Right.
And that we're loved and cared for by this power that's greater than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a powerful message there about our inherent worthiness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
About that divine spark that exists within each of us.
So it's about remembering that we're connected to something bigger.
Yes.
That we're not just, you know, isolated individuals trying to make it on our own.
Right.
But we're part of something so much greater.
Exactly. And when we tap into that connection, when we remember who we truly are, it can completely change how we experience life.
Yeah.
You know, it gives us that power to face our fears with courage and grace. Knowing that we're not alone and that we have the strength and resilience to overcome any challenge that comes our way.
That's so powerful. It's like we each have this well of inner strength and wisdom just waiting to be discovered.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what I find so inspiring about these teachings is that they offer us this path to freedom. Freedom from those limitations we put on ourselves. You know, freedom to truly live our lives to the fullest.
It's not about denying our human experience.
Right.
Or pretending that everything is always perfect.
Yeah.
It's about embracing all of it, you know, with all the ups and downs and joys and sorrows.
Absolutely.
Knowing that we have what we need inside of us.
Yes.
To navigate it all with grace and resilience.
Beautifully said. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm just filled with such a sense of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that each of us can find our own unique way to conquer fear and live more courageously and find more fulfillment in our lives.
I feel that hope too.
Yeah.
And to you, dear listener, thank you so much for joining us on this journey. It's been such a privilege to explore these timeless teachings with you. And may they inspire you and guide you as you discover your own path to peace, courage, and freedom.